Golly, thanks, guys. Girl.
Awesome
stuff. Well, best laid plans. You know, I thought last night my husband gave me a call. I'm Holly, for those of you, if I haven't met you yet. Hope to do that before you leave out of here today. And he called and he says, well, my flight's been delayed. By the time I get there, it'll be canceled. No other flights out tonight, so be ready to go tomorrow. So I think I maybe did one of those, like if you have an iPhone, like those emoji eyes that got really big. And then I was reminded of the scripture that Paul had encouraged Timothy, and he said, preach the word. Be instant in season and out. Be ready to give an answer to those that ask for the hope that's within you. Convince them, exhort them, encourage them, rebuke them, train them. And that's what I'm here to do today, is just to share the word with you. Is anybody here been watching the Olympics? Anybody a fan of that at all? I'm always amazed by the tenacity, the determination, the discipline of the athletes. They work hard for a crown that scripture calls perishable. But the hope that we have in Christ is that we're going to receive a crown that's incorruptible and unperishable. But it reminds me that of the Olympics and the Olympians and the training that they do, that they're always in it to win it. But for those of us that are believers, we're already winning because of what Jesus Christ did. We already win. We always win. The scripture says he always causes us to triumph. It's a beautiful thing. I want you to look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, for just a moment. It says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It's finished. He's finished it for us. So we're running the race. So I want to encourage you today to run your race, stay in your lane, stay on course, finish it. Stay in your lane and finish your course. I want you to participate with me today. I don't know if you're used to this, and this is probably maybe different from maybe services that you're in anyway, but I want to do some audience participation. Will you do that? Will you do that with me today? I heard there's prospects here that are willing to do anything that I ask. Is that true? Right? I just want you to say this with me. I want you to open up your mouths, and I want you to boldly confess this with me today. I am victorious in life. I'm more than a conqueror. I am a world overcomer. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. The favor of God surrounds me like a shield. I have favor and good understanding in the sight of God and with man. I have the mind of Christ. I live in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in me and directs and orders my steps. The Holy Spirit leads and guides me into all truth. I have the nature of God. I've been born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am in right standing with Jesus. I'm accepted in the Beloved. Amen. 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 Yes, you are today. Look at Proverbs 28 and verse 1. I think this is a good scripture for all you motorcycle men and women out here and all of us as believers. The second half of this scripture says, the righteous are bold as lion. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. We just confessed out of our mouth because of Jesus Christ and who he is and who we are in him, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So because I'm righteous, because you're righteous today, the scripture says you're bold. You're bold today. What is boldness? some good definitions, I think, of boldness is that you're convinced. You're convinced of what you believe, and you know the truth of what you believe. Boldness is candor in the face of opposition. Boldness is the courage to speak up or step out, no matter what others may say or think. Boldness is doing God's will and continuing on the path that He put you on, regardless of how hard it is or regardless of what opposition you might come up against. Ed Cole said this. He said, prayer in private results in boldness in public. Dwight L. Moody said, when we find a man meditating on the words of God, my friends, that man is full of boldness and is successful. So that's what I declare over you men, women, boy, and girl, that you are successful as you spend time listening, communicating, in relationship with the Father. You know, that's the hugest thing, is relationship. Your team has a relationship. If you're in a family situation, you have relationships. At work, there are relationships. But our number one priority in life is relationship with the Father. And then out of that relationship and that intimacy that we have with Him, that can flow out to others. But we are bold. We are bold for the cause of Christ. We are bold because the Spirit of the Lord dwells within us. Scripture says that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, quickens you, quickens your body. It's that energizing life that we have within us. It's that Zoe life. It's that life abundant. It's that eternal life that we stepped into when we got born again. We sometimes think that eternal life, you know, hits us after we leave off this earth, after we step out of this body. No, your eternal life began when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's when you entered into that life everlasting. And Jesus said, what kind of life did He come to give us? He said, John 10:10, He says, the life that I give to you, it's that life that's full. It's till it overflows. It's the, well, let's just read it together. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And so since we're in Jesus today and since we have that more abundant life, then we can have out of that abundance the overflow and the boldness into this world in which we live. Amen? You know, sometimes, y'all might have done this before, there's a certain boldness that sometimes comes along with substances in your system. Maybe some of you have experienced that before. And you can just kind of like say whatever, like the filter leaves, and you just say whatever you're thinking or whatever you feel like doing. But it's different in Jesus. Boldness isn't just being obnoxious. Boldness isn't saying whatever we think at the time, but it's as the Spirit prompts us. You know, as the anointing of the Holy Spirit is in us, and He says, like Brother Andrew was talking about, like, buy their groceries, or go talk to them today, or go next door to your neighbor's house and you know, offer to mow their lawn. Help the alternatives by doing a run to let them know that they're loved and people care about them. You know, that's boldness in the name of the Lord, and it's not worrying about, like, well, they're gonna think I'm weird. I'm going to be embarrassed because they might not respond in the right way. Maybe. But I think about the disciples of old and how they were so willing to laying down even of their very lives for the cause of Christ. Don't you long for that kind of boldness? So it doesn't matter what anybody says, whatever the cost may be to yourself personally, like that takes you away from your TV time, or that takes you away from your sleep, or that takes you away, you know, from maybe your own entertainment, but we're willing for the cause of Christ and because of boldness to step out. So I want to encourage you in that today. I want to encourage you today to remember to whom you belong. When the girls were little, probably teenagers, I don't know if you remember, but I would say that to you as you were preparing to go somewhere. Like, remember to whom you belong. So it was a reminder, one, remember that you're the Lord's. You know, and Scripture says that we're bought with the price. We're not our own. We're His. And so remember who you are and to whom you belong. And then remember what family you're a part of as well, and that you're representing. And I just am thankful for each of you, and I know you're representing your Heavenly Father. You are representing Christ in this group, in this congregation, and I am so thankful for that. So to whom do we belong? Well, Jesus said in John 15:15, I'm the vine and you are the branches. He says that to as many as those that receive him in John 1:12, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So we're branches of the living vine. We're powerful children of the Lord. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We live and move and breathe and have our very being in him. Hallelujah. Remember what you have in Christ today. 2 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4. What do we have today? As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. What do we have? What do we have? All things today that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Now that's a great promise, isn't it? I know that that's my testimony, that I was in the world and I was caught up in the corruption and the lust of the world until I came into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, until I recognized and understood that he's Lord, that he paid the price for me once for all, that he rose from the dead, that the life that he had for me was so much greater than the life that I was living before acknowledging him and before putting my belief on him. I used to think I had my own plan in life, like I was going to come to Christ and become a disciple in my own time. And I remember I used to have these thoughts in my head like, well, I'll just do that after I'm 25 years old. I want to be married. I want to have my kids. And then I'll come to Jesus. Because I thought prior to that, that I would somehow be missing out on something that I wanted to do. That maybe Jesus would require something of me. I used to have this thought like, I know if I say yes to Jesus, then surely he's going to call me to become a missionary in Africa or someplace. And I really hate spiders and I hate snakes and I don't want to do any of those things because that's just not, I don't think that'd feel very good to me and I don't really want to do that. But you know, once I came into that place of submitting to him and to his lordship, it's like all that left. And I just want to encourage, somebody needs to hear this today, that you don't miss out. If you come and you submit to God and to his will and to whatever the promptings of his heart for you are, you're not going to miss out. It's where the joy is. It's where the abundance is. It's where the peace is in Christ, where when we say yes to him. So I challenge you today to remember who you are and what you have in Christ. And I challenge you, or let me just say, I dare you. Do y'all dare each other ever? Have you ever done that? Have you heard the term double dog dare you to do it? To dare means to have the necessary courage or boldness for something. To be bold, to have the boldness to try, to venture out, or to face courageously. So I dare you to remember who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, and I dare you today to believe God. Look at 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5. Well, hello, Stephen. Welcome. Glad to have you today. Yeah. We could be like the Olympic team. We could do like a relay thing, like, tag, you're it now. It's your turn. I was thinking about that Olympic thing earlier, and I was thinking about the gymnastics team and how they only allow a certain amount of people on their team, and then they always choose an alternate. And that alternate typically goes to the events. They have prepared in just the same way, but they're always ready just in case they need to step in if somebody else can't or something comes up. So glad I got to be your alternate today, honey. 1 John 5:4-5 says, "For whatever's born of God overcomes the world." That's us. That's us. So that says to me right now, we're overcomers. We overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Our faith. So I dare you today to believe God. I dare you to believe God. I dare you to believe that God's promises are true. In the scriptures, it talks about in 2 Corinthians 1:20 that all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes, and in him, amen. So I dare you to take the time and to find the promises there, and I dare you to believe that God is true and that God cannot lie. According to Titus 1:2, it says that God cannot lie. So if God can't lie, that means that everything he says is what? True. And Jesus says, the words that I speak to you, they're spirit, they're life, they're truth. So I dare you to believe him. I dare you to take God at his word today. I dare you, if you have a situation in life, to find your answer in the scripture. I dare you to take what the word of God says as your truth. There is an answer for every need, every situation, everything we face. It's in God's word. If you're having relationship issues today, the scripture very clearly tells us about the love of God. It will help you, men, to know how to love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Women, it will teach you to honor and respect your husband. There's a scripture for everything. It'll teach you, parents, how to train your children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. There's an answer for everything you face. You got a financial need? There's an answer in Jesus Christ. It says that my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Psalm 23 says, the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not lack. I shall not be in want. I challenge you, take him at his word today. He doesn't lie. You got a health issue you're facing. I challenge you to take the word and apply it to your life. It says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. So take the word on your situation. If you're lonely, take the word that says, I promise I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you. So we don't have to be lonely because of Jesus. You need peace? The scripture says, he's our peace. Depressed? Proverbs says that anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. But when we're in Jesus, guess who's filling up our heart? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. And he says, if you're anxious, go ahead, cast every care on me. 1 Peter 5:7. Why? Because he cares. Because he cares. Go ahead, I dare you. Let him carry it for you. Let him take those things that you're struggling and stressing about. Just go ahead and cast them on you. On him. Off of you, onto him. The word talks about taking that which is too heavy for us to carry and roll it onto the one that's well able. Aren't you glad that's the kind of Jesus that we have? One that knows us intimately, knows the number of hairs on our head, knows every detail about our lives, and still loves us intimately, doesn't cast us out, doesn't make us feel ashamed, doesn't guilt us, doesn't beat us up. that's the kind of Jesus that I know. That's the kind of Jesus that I want you to know, that he is our all in all. I want you to dare to believe his word. I want you to dare believe today that you can be free from anxiety and fear, that according to his word, that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12, 1 and 2, that you can let the word of God dwell in your heart richly, that you can believe and know today that you rule and reign in life like a king, according to Romans 5, 17. Would you put that up, Aaron? For if by the one man's offense, speaking of Adam, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. That's an awesome scripture. If you don't have that promise in your heart and in your mind and mouth today, I encourage you to at least go out of here with that, knowing that through the one, Jesus Christ, we rule and we reign in life. I want to encourage you, I dare you not to settle for less, not to settle for a life that's mediocre, not to settle for a life that's average or a life that's just enough, but I encourage you, I dare you, I challenge you today to accept the best, the acceptable and the perfect will of God. Just as the Olympians go for gold, I encourage you today to go for bold living in Christ, bold in your faith, bold in your believing, and bold in your response, that God might receive all glory and all honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
When can a bunch of bikers gather and hear a good-looking blonde teach the gospel? Isn't that awesome? Woo! Man, thank you, darling. That's awesome. Hey, it's good to be here this morning. These are my clothes from yesterday. I just want you to know that. Literally. So we're all in good hands, but I would love to be in jeans this morning. But I just am so glad to be here with you. I couldn't hardly wait to get here. And God is so good. And I was just reading on the plane and thinking about God's love and his goodness. And, you know, if you're law-based, and I'm not going to add too much to Holly's message because she did a great job. But if you're law-based, you know that word over there in John says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you're law-based, you turn that around, you think, well, if I keep his commandments, that means God loves me. That's the law-based mind. But if you really understand that, it's all about God just loving you, and because he loves you so much, it's effortless to keep his commandments. And I thought about a couple getting ready to get married. My daughter's getting ready to get married, and I was thinking about her, and I thought, well, you know, the night before they get married and they go on their honeymoon, that night I'm going to hand Philip and her a big book, and it's How to Have a Successful Marriage, the Rules and Regulations. And I know they love each other so much they want to have a successful marriage, and I'm going to tell them, now look, before you get in that honeymoon suite, you've got to read all of this. And it's like, you know, make sure you smile when you get up. Make sure you brush your teeth every day. You know, make sure you look nice. Make sure you cook a nice meal. Make sure you work, Philip. Make sure you do all these things. And it goes on and on and on. The more they read, the more rules they have. And they're like, wow, they're exhausted. And then I'm going to tell them, hey, but there's one thing I want you to do. Before you get into that suite, read the last one. And the last one says, if you love one another, it's effortless. It's effortless. And when you know how much God loves you, living a life as a Christian believer is effortless, because you just understand that relationship as his love for you. And he loves you today, guys and girls. He is so in love with you this morning. And he loves your Harleys, too. In fact, that's what Jesus rides. You know Jesus rides a Harley, right? So, but he loves you guys today. And I'm so blessed to be here and so blessed you're here. And, you know, I pray that you'll go out of this place and you'll just spread that love to others. It's not about a rule. It's not about a regulation. It's about God's grace in your life. That's what it's all about, and working in your life. And you know what? You'll never be perfect, but he is. You're perfect in your spirit already, but you know what? He's still working on those other things. And your love this morning. Why don't we stand today? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Wow. He is awesome. Praise the Lord. Father, we are so blessed today. Thank you for this encouraging word that Holly shared this morning. God, we are in the race. But we're not running it alone. Lord, you're running in there with us. And God, it's not about a rule. It's about a relationship. And God, if we have that relationship with you, then everything just flows out of that. And God, we just thank you for that relationship and your grace in our lives, your ever-loving covenant towards us today. Lord, we are so greatly blessed by that. We are so blessed by all these that are here this morning, God, and these families and friends and bikers, God. We bless them today. We call them blessed today. Amen. We call them, Lord, it's just going out blessed and being protected everywhere they go. Father, and as they share your goodness and your love today, amen. And you know, if you're here this morning, you don't know him, or you're watching on Periscope. I watched Periscope on the way in and tuned in and watched this morning. You can know him because he's right here with you this morning. Amen. So I'd like for you to pray with me this morning. Let's all pray together. Say, Jesus, thank you that you love me, that you died for me, and that you rose again. I receive that love into my life today. Unconditional love for me. Your grace for every step I take. Lord, thank you today for empowering me with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. In Jesus' name, I receive all you have for me. Amen. Woo! Give God some praise. Amen. He's good. He's good all the time. Hey, give somebody a high five this morning. Let them know you're glad to be here this morning and your love today. Amen. Amen.